From Church Leaders by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. How to Invite the Holy Ghost. One of the ways I know that I'm feeling the influence of the Holy Ghost is that I feel a light and I'm happy. When the Holy Ghost seems far from me, I feel a darkness and I'm not happy. I have felt that ebb and flow of light and happiness in my life, and so have you. I like the feel of that light, and I like to be happy. I don't have to wait for troubles and tests to make me want the help of the Holy Ghost. I can choose to remember what that companionship has been like, and whenever I do, I want that blessing again with my whole heart. When we want the Holy Ghost and the peace of mind and enjoyment that comes with it, we know what to do. We plead with God for it in faith. It takes the prayer of faith to bring the companionship of the Holy Ghost. That faith has to be that God the Father, the Creator of all things, lives and wants us to have the Holy Ghost and wants to send us the Comforter. It takes faith that Jesus is the Christ and that He atoned for our sins and broke the bands of death. With that faith, we approach our Father in reverence and with confidence that He will answer. With that faith, we close our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ as His true disciples, confident that our deep repentance, our baptism by His servants, and our faithful service in His cause have purified us and made us clean and worthy of the blessing we seek, the companionship of the Holy Ghost. From a Brigham Young University, Idaho devotional given January 25, 2005. How have you applied this? Katie S., 17, Auckland Region, New Zealand. I receive the Holy Spirit through the power of prayer, keeping my mind pure and striving to keep gospel standards. Learning and understanding the role of the Spirit is a continuous process, and then following what my Savior asks gives me a greater desire to act upon it and be more Christ-like. Share your experiences. Share how you invite the Holy Ghost into your life and read the experiences of other youth at youth.lds.org. End of From Church Leaders, a talk by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, read by Scott Tippetts.